Hello and welcome to this episode of the Side-by-Side ATC podcast. My name is Tom Haynes and I'm your host. And today, while not necessarily being part three of the hardest thing at the FAA Academy, today we're going to be talking about managing mental and physical stress, which kind of goes in line with what we've been talking about in the last couple of podcasts. So, the FAA Academy is going to be stressful, as I've talked about. Nerves are one of the things that you just have to learn how to deal with. And it's going to be that way throughout your career, not just at the Academy. It's kind of under a microscope at the Academy. And the FAA is pretty good at putting you into situations where you are going to be mentally and physically stressed. So today's episode, we're going to talk more about some actual things that you can do, some measures that you can put in place to help mitigate the mental stress you're going to go through, and some things you can do also to help with some of the physical stress. So number one, when you get to the Academy, as soon as you can, as soon as possible, get into a routine. You're going to, on day one, get a schedule of what your class schedule is going to be, and your shift schedule. It's going to tell you whether you're going to be working day shifts or night shifts. The good thing is that it's a week at a time. And a lot of times, not every time, but a lot of times, it'll be a week of day shifts and then a week of night shifts. And then a week of day shifts and a week of night shifts. Every once in a while, they'll throw in two straight weeks of either days or nights. All your evals should be on day shifts. They try to keep that mainly because the evaluators all work day shifts. Every once in a while, one of your tests will be on an evening shift. It'll be at the beginning of the shift so that the evaluator who's running the test doesn't have to stay too long past when they normally go home. But you will get a schedule, and they pretty well stick to it. If there are any weather days or that they can't really plan for, and then that may change your schedule just a little bit. But the key is, once you get that schedule, set up a routine. Get with your classmates. Set up a study time. Make a schedule. I've known classes that one person set up all their group study times in an Excel spreadsheet. Whatever you have to do, do it. Get on a schedule. Stick to that schedule. So you're going to be scheduling study time. You need to schedule downtime. You also need to schedule your sleep. Especially when you're going from that week of evenings where you get out of class right around midnight. And then, so you're going to get out of class Friday evening right around midnight. And you're going to be back in the building, in that classroom, 7 o'clock the next Monday. And that's not a lot of turnaround time. It's adequate if you plan for it. Just hope that you don't have a test on that Monday, or you're not running an eval problem on that Monday. I've seen classes that evaled Friday, Monday. It's not the best. The good thing about that is that Friday shift was a day shift. It was not an evening shift. So there wasn't that turnaround time. But when you have weekends that are going to be a short term, you have to plan for that, and you have to stick to that plan. You have to get sleep while you're at the Academy as much as you can. And when you get towards those final 2 days, I understand you're not going to be getting a lot of sleep. I do understand that. But I have to keep saying it. I have to keep saying it. You have to get sleep. It's one of the things that you just have to. It's the way your body and your brain re-energizes. And believe it or not, while you're sleeping, your brain is working on everything that you've been learning. Your brain is working some of the things out that you haven't been able to work out while you're awake. It's one of the amazing things about humans, that our brain will work on stuff while we're sleeping. So, plan for sleep. Plan for exercise. We'll talk about it more when we get into some of the physical stresses. But try to plan some exercise time. And it doesn't have to be going to a gym. It doesn't have to be playing a sport. It just need some exercise. Even if it's just walking around the building, your apartment, your hotel, whichever you're staying at, walk around the neighborhood if you're at Kim's place. You have to get some exercise. It will help your body. It will help your mind. Okay? And plan on some alone time. So, that is, you have to create a routine. You have to create a routine for all those areas. And then you have to create that same routine when you're running scenarios, whether it be non-radar, radar. If you're in a tower, you have to create a routine. And that helps you keep from forgetting stuff. You have to have a routine. And your instructors are going to impress that on you. The really good instructors will go over that time and time and time and time again. They will. And so I won't be the, if you're already there, I'm not the first person to tell you that. And I won't be the last person to tell you that. And it's incredibly important when you get in a radar lab, when you're running radar scenarios. You have to have a routine for the departures. You have to have a routine for your scan. You have to have a routine for point outs, clearances, everything. You have to have a routine. Have I said it enough? Okay. Going on. The next thing you can do mentally to get past some of that stress is positive visualization. You've probably heard that, and you've heard people talk about it, but it really helps if you will sit there and go through a scenario. Play a scenario in your head. Close your eyes, listen to some music, just play a scenario in your head where you do everything correctly. You know how to do things. And just take each task as an individual task and do it right. Visualize yourself doing it right. I guarantee you, by the time you get through the radar lab, you will have done everything they're going to ask you to do. And you will have done it correctly at least once. So visualize that. I used that when I was playing soccer in high school and college. And I will tell you, it works. Professional athletes use that all the time. Golfers, I keep going back to golfers. Golfers use positive visualization pretty much before every shot. Okay? But another thing, that going back to the routine, one thing that golfers do is in between shots. I mean, a round of golf is 4.5 to 5.5 hours normally. You cannot concentrate for 4.5, 5.5 hours straight. You have to have some downtime in there. And they do. In between shots, when they're walking to a shot, they don't think about the next shot. That's why they take so long once they get to their ball to figure out the next shot, because they don't think about it in between. And we can learn from that as air traffic controllers. We can learn that in between scenarios, in between runs, get away from it. When I was at Fort Worth Center, I'd go on a break and someone would ask me about something that had just happened. Just happened. When I was on a sector. And I told them, I don't remember it. Because once I got out the door to the control room, it was gone. Now, if they asked me that same question when I got back in the control room, even just walking back to the specialty, I would remember it. Because I was back in controller mode. Because you cannot go through an entire 8-hour shift totally concentrating about air traffic control. You just can't. At some point, you're going to get away from it. And I would rather get away from it while I'm on a break and outside the control room than mentally get away from it while I'm sitting in the sector. And so when you're at the academy, do the same thing. When you're in between scenarios and you're on a break. Now, it's one thing to be in the classroom talking about it or in the breakout room talking about it after a scenario or before one. You still need to be there and you need to be present. But when you have a break and you're not in the lab, you're not in the breakout room, you're not in the classroom, take a break. You need it. You need it physically. You need it mentally. Okay? And then that positive visualization, I get back to it. It works. That's about all I can say for it. I mean, you can look it up on Google. You can look anything up on Google. And it'll give you all these reasons. I will put it into two words. It works. Okay? It just works. So, make that part of your routine. Make that part of your schedule. Okay? And then, like I said, create that same routine. Create a routine in the scenarios. Create a routine during your day at the academy. The routine, what it does is it keeps you from having to worry about it. And if you set up routines that are solid and that you go back to 100%, then it will allow you to get through those scenarios with less stress. And that's the goal. Okay? Now, physical stresses. You know, I talked about it a little bit earlier. You have to get sleep. Sorry, you're going to be sleep deprived. And believe it or not, it doesn't get a whole lot better when you get out to your facility. And not just in training, but the schedule that controllers like to work, we pack 40 hours into, you know, some actually do work 4 10-hour days. If you work 5 8-hour days, you're still packing that 40 hours into about 4.5 days. So you are going to be sleep deprived. There's a lesson in the lesson plan, and a lot of the leads don't even teach it because you'll get it in basics. You'll get it in the terminal. If you go terminal route, you'll get it in the end route. If you go that route, and it's called, fatigue awareness. And then while you're a controller at a facility, every year or 2 years, they give you another course on fatigue awareness. And it just basically means you're going to be sleep deprived. And it talks about ways to mitigate that. Okay? And this is where things like exercise come in. Exercise will enable you to sleep better. Diet, if you have a good diet, it will allow you to sleep better. The main thing though is exercise. I went years and years and years without exercising. And when I finally got it back into it, my sleep improved immensely. Okay. So that you have to include exercise, and that's going to be the rest of your career. If you want a good work-life balance, you're going to have to include some form of exercise. Now, a lot of facilities do have workout rooms. Use it. I never used it at Fort Worth. They had a big workout room. The only time I saw it was when we were there was a tornado warning, and everybody went into the basement, and we all ended up in the workout room. Okay, here's a tornado, and we've got a lot of free weights and exercise equipment that we're sitting around. It may not have been the best place to go, but at least it was concrete walls around us. So you just have to include exercise. And they will tell you that sleep is your body's recharge button. And it is. It's basically the way you plug in. It's like plugging your phone in and recharging. If you don't, then at some point your body is going to tell you, okay, you've got about 20% left. I'm going to go into low power mode. And that's not what you want, especially if you're at work. And I've worked shifts with no sleep, been able to get through most of those. I've worked mid shifts where I had a morning shift. I got home about 2:30, 3 o'clock, sometimes later, went back to work at 10:30. It's not a whole lot. Now the FAA is changing the amount of time that you have to have between shifts. It's going to be a good thing recovery-wise. It may not lead to a decent work schedule. So it's going to be interesting how that all works itself out. But to kind of put everything into a couple of sentences, you have to create a routine, whether you're at the academy, CTI, advanced ATC, or your training at your first facility, or even your second or third facility. You have to create a routine and let the people around you know what your routine is. When you're at the academy, talk to your classmates. Let everybody needs to know what everybody's routine is going to be. And then you'll be able to keep it. It'll be much easier to keep that routine going. Okay? Create a routine in the scenarios. That'll help reduce your stress. Anything that you can do that will keep you from having to spend time thinking about something is going to be good. So create routines within the tasks that the FAA requires you to perform. Work on, you know, diet is part of it. When I was at the academy, pardon me, I had a horrible diet and I put on weight. And it's, you know, I can't really tell you what's good and what's not. You know, that individual people are different. But, you know, try to have a decent diet. Try to have a decent routine about eating and about sleeping, about exercising. And it will help you immensely. I cannot stress that enough. Routines will save you. Routines will save you later on. When you're working traffic, if you have a routine, you will miss so much less than if you're just hunting and pecking. It's kind of like knowing how to type. You can be so much faster if you don't have to think about it. But if you're having to think about it, it slows you down. And that is going to be air traffic for the rest of your career. So work on those routines. Work on positive visualization. Work on exercising and resting. And that will help you so much while you're at the academy. So I think that's about all I need to say on that, and the next episode we'll go on to something else. But be sure and hit follow, like, leave us comments. You can email me at tomhaines@sidebysideatc.com. You can find us on Facebook. There's a Side by Side ATC group that we're starting. And soon we'll have a website up, and we have some things that are coming out, some coaching things, some documents, maybe even an ebook or two coming out that hopefully will help you in your desire to become an air traffic controller. It's like I've said before, it's an amazing career to get into, but it is going to be difficult. It will change your life in so many ways. And if you can't manage stress, it's going to change your life in a lot of negative ways, because there is going to be some stress related to this job and related to having this job. So, but I hope you all have a great day. Thank you again so much for listening to these podcasts. Thank you for listening to me. And I hope we've helped in some small way. But thank you, and we'll see you next time. Bye.